Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. When I was about 13 years old, I was given the opportunity to go to camp for a week during the summer. I was excited and expected to have a great time. The vacation was scheduled from Thursday to the following Thursday. I arrived Thursday afternoon. Things went well until supper. We had hot dogs, which we roasted around a fire. That should have made me very happy. But all of a sudden, I felt a wave of sadness come over me. I didn't know how I was going to keep the tears back. I was homesick. I was homesick the next day and night and couldn't keep the tears back. I was still in this miserable state Saturday morning. Finally, the staff realized this wasn't going to get any better, so I got to go home. How can I define homesickness? I thought of my place at the supper table, my familiar surroundings, my parents, my sisters. I just wanted to be there, and nothing could take the place of my being there. I was pining for home. That's where I belonged. The counselors and other girls did what they could to make me feel better, but there was no way they could make me feel better. I just needed and wanted desperately to be home. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us that when we keep his commandments, he and the Father will come to us and make their home in us. God wants to be with us all the time in this close relationship of intimacy. This is a great mystery, that God loves us so much and never wants to be separated from us, that God wants the familiarity and the intimacy that we share with loved ones in our home. As I said, I can't express adequately the longing for home I felt. And I wonder if Jesus had to search for words to make clear his desire to dwell in his disciples and in us. What is my response to this invitation? What is my response to this offer of the gift of his presence? Certainly gratitude, to think God wants to be with me in such an intimate way. And humility, realizing I'm not worthy of this gift. And desire, to eagerly welcome God into every bit of my life, my house, my home, not locking or reserving any room or area of my life where he is not welcome, areas that are reserved just for me. And with faith, asking for this gift of welcoming God and saying joyfully, "My house is your house. My home is your home." Generous God, you made me and you sustain me. You desire to share every facet of my life. You desire to be with me always. You want me to be a dwelling place for you. I thank you for this gift of yourself, and I ask you to help me not only to welcome you, but to stay aware of your abiding presence within me.